Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with us today. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Wilma Goldstein is our guest and our good friend. She's Associate Administrator of Women's Business Ownership at the U.S. Small Business Administration. It's one of my favorite organizations, and she's one of my favorite people. Wilma, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always nice to come. It's a great way to start my day with somebody who thinks I'm a wonderful person.
Well, you know that I do, and I can see I can see how this would be like the high point of your week, too.
Well, I'm sure it is. Gee, when I look at my schedule, I just see about 100 meetings.
There you go. And none of them are as good as this one, right?
No, absolutely not.
Not that I'd put words in your mouth or anything like that.
Oh, no, but not me.
What's going on in the world of women's business ownership, Wilma?
Well, the world of women's business ownership. We had an opportunity sort of toward the end of the year and in the first part of this one to kind of do some of our own research to try to figure out what the future is going to look like for women's business ownership, in fact, for business ownership itself, and discovered that, and everybody who's listening who has an interest in this, not only because they have their own business, listen up, that the trends in it are absolutely going to continue. There are going to be more women business startups, more minority business startups. We were particularly intrigued with how many home-based businesses they are, and we don't talk enough about those specifically, so we've decided we're going to change that. The other sort of
Wilma, I do at least one interview every week and have now since day one on home-based businesses.
Well, and we've just sort of decided that the SBA needs to do more with that group specifically, so we're starting down that path.
I'm glad to know that.
And I'm going to invite you to come to Washington for a meeting about it. Have you ever spoken with a fellow called Chris Hansen?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I don't think I've actually spoke with him, but I know who he is.
He'd be fun to have on your program.
Mm-hmm.
He told me there are 31 million home-based businesses in America, and he's been working on that issue for 30 years. I mean, a conversation with him, your jaw drops. He's really thought it through so well, and so we're going to build some conversation with some people, and your name is on that list, to come and talk to us in Washington about how we at the SBA can serve that community better.
Exactly, and the thing is, I'm not surprised at his numbers, and I've been saying that for a long time. This is a below-the-radar group
Precisely.
Of folks.
And with some real challenges out there that need to be acknowledged and legislative things and regulatory things that could free up the, get it out from under the radar and up where it belongs, where it can be more apparent and function without having to look over their shoulder.
Well, exactly, and I know that the Office of Advocacy has conducted some research on regulations, and we've talked about that. Tom Sullivan was on the show about a week or so ago talking about it, and we covered it a little bit more with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, who's a home-based business expert, and also with Beverly Williams, who's another one of our home-based business experts. So I'm really glad to see home-based folks getting a little bit more visibility. It does a number of things when we do this, Wilma. It not only gets the debate on the table so that we can talk about what these folks need, of which, by the way, I was one before. I have been home-based myself. Actually, I was actually a teller worker once and home-based in the beginning of my small business career about 15 years ago. But also, the other thing that happens is the more we talk about it, the more we get it out there, the more culturally acceptable it is.
Right. I can remember conversations about it when my friend Bill Brock was the Secretary of Labor in the early 90s, and how frustrated he was that he was having arguments about why they couldn't support some of the New England women who wanted to do mitten making, which was a business then, from home,
right.
And the regulations were getting in their way. And
right.
So, you know, it's you're right that it's under the radar. And the other sort of discovery, and there have been a fair number of articles written about it in the past, excuse me, couple of months, is the over 50 population in America, mm-hmm. and how many of them who are in the business world or have jobs have decided to take early outs and early retirements on a risk that they'd be better off out there on their own for a while, but they know they have to work.
And they're going to start. They're probably going to start from their home. And I want you to pick that up when we come back after these messages. We'll be right back with our good friend Wilma Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen. She's Associate Administrator over at the SBA. We'll be right back after these messages. 22. We're back at 17 till. Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar there. What a player. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Good to have you back, all of you back on the show. It's good to be here with you today. It's good to be back with our good friend Wilma Goldstein, Associate Administrator for the Women's Business Ownership Division of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And Wilma, you were talking to us. We're talking about home-based business. And
mm-hmm.
and we, one of the things that, you know, when I first started my business in 89, home-based business owner, I started a consulting company, which is a lot of people are doing today.
Right.
But when I told people I was operating from home, which I didn't do unless I had to, you know, they looked at me like I was some kind of a weirdo, like I'd grown a third head or something, instead of the two that I already have.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people think it can't be serious if you're doing it from home, which,
that's
of course,
right.
is totally wrong.
And I remember a couple of years later, when I moved to an office downtown, you know, I'd established a pretty nice little clientele. I remember how happy it made all of them. When I had an office downtown, I remember the big smiles on their faces. It was like, oh, thank God.
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, thank God. He's going to become legitimate now.
Yeah, he's not going to have to go on welfare.
Well, and it was almost like they were saying, well, you know, I like telling people that you're working with me, but when they ask me where your office is, I don't want to tell them that you're working out of your home. It was
well,
funny.
You know, I learned from working at home to have a better understanding of why so many women, A, want their own businesses, and B, like it to be home-based, because
yeah.
you can juggle all the responsibilities of home, get your work done in an environment that, you know, you have to have a certain amount of discipline to do it. I don't deny that. But you can get more work done because you have fewer interruptions. You control the interruptions. You can.
And there are family scenarios, like an,
mm-hmm.
like a parent or a child.
Children.
Or a spouse that needs extra help. There are all kinds of reasons. And Wilma, I'm so used to talking to Beverly Williams about these things. Wilma, the thing is with technology today, there's absolutely no reason why many, many, many jobs, many, many tasks can't be done, and more every day can't be done from. You know what I like to say? You know what? You know the phrase that I like to use? Wherever you are.
Yeah,
that's the phrase.
And who needs
some of the
to
speeches,
know?
And I have a presentation that I make called The Century of the Entrepreneur, and that's one of the main things that I talk about. Wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
you can do your business wherever you are. So many things that we do nowadays are like that.
I remember once on this program we had a guest, and she was a woman from Northern Virginia who had started her own DNA testing lab, and
yeah.
You asked her where her office was, and she told you it was on her washing machine.
Yes.
And you burst out laughing, and you said, the reason I'm laughing is that so few people would say that on the air, and probably it would only be a woman who would.
That's right.
And it was a brilliant, you know, conception. The timing was perfect because DNA testing. And she had a huge number of clients. I haven't talked to her since, but I would bet that, and she may still be doing it from home.
Well, and you know, I interviewed another lady who's an architect, who's working with the U.S. prison systems as an architect, and she's a home-based business person.
Well, I think you can do it from anywhere. I mean, I used to jokingly say, you know, when I take a break sometimes in the morning, I do a load of laundry so that I didn't have to do everything about my house on the weekends. And I used to work every day for a couple of hours, and it was a nice, well-balanced way to live. So I'm pretty sympathetic to people that want to do it.
What's the SBA going to do for home-based businesses? What's the plan?
Well, the first thing I want to do is, you know, get more information from the people who've been paying attention to it longer than we have. I think there are some regulatory things that absolutely have to be done. I think there are some, you know, there are a couple of organizations like the one of Chris Hansen's. There's also the National Association for Self-Employed, mm-hmm. which, you know, includes a whole lot of home-based businesses. And there are challenges to this that, you know, we really haven't thought of. So I don't know yet what it's going to be, but that's why I want to sit down with maybe 10 or 12 people who have been thinking about it, writing about it, looking at it, living it, for longer than we have, and say, what is it the SBA can do to help promote this? Because I think it's an even bigger wave of the future.
Well, and the women's influence in the marketplace these days
mm-hmm.
is really driving this to a large degree now. Not that men aren't prone to be home based, but I think that women are probably will be a little bit quicker to start a business at home than men will. And one of the reasons is because, you know, I think women, you know, I see a lot of women out there with not really huge expectations in the very, very beginning. They just want to get something started, and maybe I can see women being willing to start just a little bit smaller, maybe than men do.
I think that's almost verifiable by research.
Yeah, men,
it's true.
Men have a little bit more ego about things than women do, and you know, some things just don't fit our idiom.
they measure by volume more than women do. Women measure by, is this working for my life and my family? And
right.
You know, they know they need more money, so it's certainly there that they need to do something, and so they. They also know that, you know, when the school calls up and wants to know who's going to come to the PTO meeting, it's probably going to be mom. And they've got to have enough flexibility in their lives to keep doing things like that.
Yeah.
So they want something that's manageable from home, and sometimes they surprise themselves and it grows bigger than they thought.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Wilma Goldstein, Associate Administrator for Women's Business Ownership at the U.S. Small Business Administration. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Mr. Carlos Santana on guitar. Wilma Goldstein is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust and Associate Administrator at the SBA. Wilma, we've missed you. It's been too long since you've been on the show. And
yeah, I don't quite know what happened. I looked up one day and said, hey, I haven't been on Jim's show in a while.
I want to get started back with our Women's Success Stories interviews.
Great.
I really have missed, we haven't done these in a few months, and I've really missed meeting the women that you guys recognize every month and introducing them to my audience. So let's get that going again.
Yeah, we're in the process of trying to create a whole system of success stories that everybody in the agency can use, so it sort of quieted us down. But I think let's pick one for next month.
Well, I want to make sure we get that going again, because as you know, I did one a month for those for years.
I know that.
And I want to continue to do that, because I really love getting the entrepreneurial energy on the air and letting my audience hear about what some of these folks are doing, which in your
Me
case
too.
Just happen to be women. Speaking of a bunch of women getting together, you and I were together at the Office Depot's Women's Business Success Strategies for Women's Business, for business women, I'll get it right in a minute, in Boca Raton last week. We had a good time, a lot of good folks there. And there's another gaggle getting together in Cleveland next week, aren't they?
There is this series of women's economic summits that we have been doing for the past couple of years. This particular series is going to close on March 10th in Cleveland, Ohio. And if there are people who can, who are in Cleveland or who could travel to Cleveland next week for, we'll go from about 8 o'clock in the morning until about 3 in the afternoon. Let me give you my email, Wilma, W-I-L-M-A, dot Goldstein, G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N, at sba.gov for government. And if I give me your name, the name of your business, and a phone number where I can reach you, I can give you more details about it than I can at this particular moment.
There's a charge for the box lunch, as I understand it. We talked about this a little bit with Karen Kerrigan last week, but the conference is free, but there's a finite number of seats.
There are a finite number of seats, and you're right. There'll be a lunch served, a box lunch, which will be an opportunity for networking. Karen had probably talked about some of the workshops that she's setting up. The administrator of the SBA will be there. The Secretary of Labor will be there. We're going to have another one of our wonderful days. They are always days that we get a lot of people who are delighted that they came. So please join us if you can.
How many of these have you done?
I think this is our fifth one.
Yeah, in a year or so, a little over a year?
No, we started in January of 2002.
Okay.
So it's been over a stretch of 2 years.
A couple of years.
That one started out with a bang in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and I remember Terry Neese was on your program and talked about it because
right.
the president was coming and the phone didn't stop ringing.
But this is the last one in the series?
Yeah, for a while.
Is it going to be any webcasting of this event?
Yes, there will be webcasting.
And so tell us how we'll get that.
Well, you can ask me questions.
Can we go to sba.gov and find it there?
Yeah, go to sba.gov or women-21.gov.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It'll probably be on there quicker than it'll... And
you're right.
We'll,
thank you. I'm glad you reminded me. Yeah, women-21. And we gave that website out last week with Karen Kerrigan, by the way, on Friday. Wilma, now, if you can't attend, at least you can see what's going on through the webcast. So please take advantage of that. All you need is I'm not sure whether they're going to use RealPlayer or the Windows Player or the Windows Media Player, but either way, either one of those players are free. If you don't have it, you can go to the respective manufacturers and download the free version.
Yeah, we keep them up from some time, but we'd be happy to see you there too. Just call me and I'll tell you how.
Give us your website, Wilma, the one that the Women's Business Ownership website.
Women's Business Ownership website is, I brought it with me today, www.onlinewbc, all one word, O-N-L-I-N-E-W-B-C dot G-O-V, gov.
Right. And that WBC stands for Women's Business Center, so onlinewbc.gov. That's where you can go to find out more about what Wilma and her organization is doing for women business ownership. Wilma, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. You're one of my heroes.
Thank you very much, Jim. Enjoy it every time.
Bye. We do, too. Let's get you back again real soon. See you later. Wilma Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see her real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.